podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
And this is Adrian Kennedy with you until midday today. This is 98FM. Now, I want to read this message again if you've just joined me. This is from one of our listeners who contacted us, sent this in to us on Sunday afternoon. Now, that's the timestamp on the email. And wrote the following. I had my 10-year school reunion last night and have felt really down ever since. After college, I went to work in sales for a number of years. I met my partner during this time, and we had our first baby just over 5 years ago. I decided to leave my job after my first child because I wanted to spend all the time I could with my son in his early years. It's time you never get back. I absolutely love being a mum. At 18 months ago, I gave birth to our daughter. I'm perfectly happy being a full-time mum. However, at the reunion, I was made to feel worthless pretty quickly. All the girls were talking about their high-flying careers, and when they asked me what I do, and I said, I'm a full-time mum, I could see the judgment in their eyes. They said things like, ah, that's nice, and quickly changed the conversation. Is it not interesting enough raising kids? My mum and her mum before did it, and it wasn't an issue. I felt like a piece of crap, to be honest, and left the reunion early. I feel totally isolated from working mums now, like it's them versus us. I'm sick of being judged for being a stay-at-home mum. It's the most important job there is. Now, Joanna, you were saying that it is the most difficult job you've ever done.
Oh, yes, that's true. I agree 100% with that lady that emailed that you just read. I've been in a similar situation. I've met my partner at work. I graduated from college. I came to Ireland. I found my love and I settled.
Okay, very good.
About eight years into our relationship, we had our first child. My daughter, she's 3 years old now. Both of us decided that this is the best thing to do for me to stay at home and give up my job.
Hmm.
To be honest with you, the first couple months with only one child was really tough. I just couldn't find myself in this new, completely strange world that I was put into. You can read hundreds of books about how to raise your child, but once you're in it, it's just everything goes the other way.
Mm.
You can plan it, but it never goes down to the way you plan it.
So it was very difficult from the start, was it?
Yes, I used to work in the hotel and restaurant business, so this is very high pressure environment.
Mm-hmm.
And you do look after other people, but they are adults. To adjust, all these home things that you have to do and to organize myself in a different way, during the day. I think that was the hardest part.
And have you ever felt or have you ever been made feel like this lady does? She feels like dirt. She feels totally isolated now.
I do. Now I have two kids right now. I have a 1.5-year-old.
Exactly like
kids.
This lady wrote us the message.
Yes. You see, once you focus and give everything to your children, you kind of don't have time for yourself.
Mm.
So I do look at, I'm looking at my friends that have either older children or they don't have children at all. And I see that they don't have time for me, but I don't mean it in a bad way. They're just busy with their own lives. And my life now is on a different clock. So I do feel a little bit isolated, but I take it as a temporary situation because I know that as the kids get older, I'm not going to be stuck at home all the time, if you know what I mean.
So do you intend to eventually go back to work?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I do intend to go back to work. I'm thinking to actually re-qualify and completely change my the job I'm doing, because the restaurant business, it's the late hours and the long days. And
so how long has it been since you've been at work?
Well, over 3 years now.
Over 3 years, okay. And do you worry about getting back into the swing of things? Do you worry that, you know, the world might have moved on without you and it'll be very difficult to get back into?
Oh, yes, I do. That's why I'm thinking to go to college first.
Right, okay, to get some training before you do.
Exactly.
All right, stay there for one second if you can, please, Joanna. 6797981 is our telephone number. Text or WhatsApp 0877-989898. And you can also send us a WhatsApp voice message.
I am a stay-at-home mum with 2.5-year-old twins. And I agree, I have to say, it is the hardest job I have ever done. I am so looking forward to going back to work, which I am going to be doing very, very soon. I feel, give me any job, and it'll be a lot easier than staying at home with twins. I also just feel like I am worthless as well, that I have no purpose. So I need a purpose in life again. It does bring me down, I think. I know people do it for years, and fair play to them, because it is difficult. It's really, really hard. And I also feel when people ask you, oh, what do you do with yourself? And you say, oh, I'm just a stay-at-home mum. Oh, they kind of look at you with a weird look. So, and it's usually people who don't understand, who've never done it before, and people who have no kids yet. So, yeah, I totally agree.
Okay, that's exactly what that lady sent to us in the message that she sent over the weekend. Let me go to Sinead, who is in County Mayo, of all places. How are you, Sinead?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you, Sinead. What's your reaction to that message that we got on Sunday from that woman?
Well, I was in that position myself. Mm-hmm. I worked full-time for a number of years. I was a dental nurse. And when things started to go belly up in the country, I ended up losing my job. And it was very, very difficult to find full-time employment anywhere. At the time, I had two daughters. So I took that time out and I said, look, I'm going to raise my kids. Something will come up for me sometime soon. After a couple of years, it did get difficult because all my friends were working. So I kind of felt isolated from them. And then my two sons came along and I thought, do you know what? This is the best decision I've ever made, because I'm watching them grow. I'm getting to partake in things with them. And as my girls were getting older, it was far easier for me to do. So I decided to go back to college a couple of years ago. And I knew that once my kids were all older and they were gone to school, that it was time for me again, that I'd done my job as a mother and I did it very well. It was hard. It was very difficult because, like the lady just said, it is a worry going back into the working game again when you've been out for so long. But it's amazing when you get that independence back.
And how long were you out of the workforce?
I was out of work for over 5 years. It was incredibly difficult to get anything because people were trying to hold on to their jobs, be it part-time or full-time. So I did a part-time course as a healthcare worker. And it was great because I could structure my hours around my kids, because I work evenings or night times or weekends. You know, there's something for everyone out there. And it wasn't actually as bad as I thought it would be. Getting back into the workplace was fantastic for me, for the kids. Like, my eldest is going into her third year in college this year. And, you know, I can't believe the years have gone so quickly. And it does go so fast. And you do get that time back to yourself again.
Are you glad you did it?
Absolutely, 100%. Because with the girls, there were little things I missed out on because of childcare. They were the childminders, their first steps, or little things like that. Like, maternity leave was so different back then. You only got 6 weeks to 3 months off. You had no choice but to go back to work. I'm glad I did it.
You see, what bothers me about that message, because and the reason it struck a chord with me, she's not the first person I've heard speak that way, that she felt like isolated. She felt people who were full-time working women looked down their nose at her because she is a stay-at-home mum, that it's not a badge of honour anymore. I think that's what I'm getting from what she's saying. It's awful that she's made to feel like that.
Well, I totally understand where she's coming from. And it wouldn't be that someone would say it outright to you.
And indeed, nobody did the other day. They just replied to things like, ah, that's nice. And then moved on.
Exactly it. Yeah, and that's what it was. Oh, lovely. But what about work? Are you going to go back to work? You're nearly kind of made to feel that you should. Mm. I wonder how my mother managed with six of us for so many years.
And the thing is, they did manage in that generation. All right, stay there for one second, Sinead. I'd love to hear from you on 6797981. Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice message.
Hi, Adrian. Tell that lady she shouldn't let people make her feel like a failure for being a full-time mum. I have three kids, 12 to 19 years old, and staying at home was the best thing I ever did. Why have kids and hand them to a creche for 8 to 9 hours a day? It makes no sense. Kids are happier at home, so she should pat herself on the back. I think we're a dying breed. I've no intention of going back to work. I love being at home.
There you go. We're a dying breed, and she loves being at home. Rachel, you're on 98 FM. How are you, Rachel?
Good, thank you.
Now, Rachel, you are currently on maternity leave.
Correct.
And about to return to work.
Yes.
Is it begrudgingly you're returning to work?
Yes, without a shadow of a doubt, that would be correct. It's just so hard to leave that little person at home.
Mm.
And, you know, you've just, when you buy your house and the bill and mortgages have to be paid and, you know, mortgage has to be paid and stuff like that, you've no choice but to return to work, you know, on a part and going back on a part-time basis to see how we get on. But emotionally, it's just so hard.
And this is your first child, is it?
Yeah, this is my first child.
And listening, when are you due to go back to work?
2 weeks' time.
Right. It sounds like you're dreading it.
Absolutely dreading it. The thought of it, it's just so emotional.
Wow.
You see, so privileged to that piece of staying at home. Because you do not get those days back. So, to the people that's making her feel like that.
You feel the exact opposite. I know this is a very difficult thing for many women after their first child, making a decision to go back to work. But it seems like it's absolutely really, really bothering you. Like you're counting down the days to leaving your child.
Yes, that's right. It's heartbreaking.
And you would love to be able to stay at home.
Yes, but unfortunately, you just no incentive for you. The only incentive, you know, if you don't go back to work, you know, your mortgage doesn't pay.
And is that how much financial pressure there is on you, that you don't have any choice but to go back to work?
On a part-time basis, correct, yeah.
All right, take a breath for a second, Rachel, and I'll come back to you straight after the break. Don't go away. Stay there for 1 second. That's the other side of this coin, you see. How upsetting it is for some women to make that decision to go back to work, because they have to. She doesn't want to. Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice message.
Hi, I'm just calling because I'm a stay-at-home mom, and it annoys me to hear mums discredit themselves so much. I'm a stay-at-home mum. I don't ever intend on going back to work. I love it, and I have no shame in it. Why would you have shame in it? It's the best job in the world to be able to stay at home and raise your kids. There's women that would give their left arm to be in the position to be able to stay at home. So I think if you're a stay-at-home mum, you should raise your head proud and be proud of your stay-at-home mum.
And in fact, you just heard that lady a couple of minutes ago who would give her right arm to be able to stay at home, literally. Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice message.
Hi, Adrian. Just a quick message in relation to the stay-at-home mothers. I'll keep it brief. My partner did really well in her exams. She was going on to do pre-nursing, and she had a course on the college. And what happened was she then found out that she was pregnant. So basically, she had to defer a place, basically give up her career. Now she's a stay-at-home mom now and does an absolutely amazing job. And the bond that my daughter and her have is unreal. I actually feel sorry for parents that have to drop their kids in a creche because the development that our daughter has having because she's at home is second to none, to be honest with you. She does an absolutely amazing job. It's the hardest job in the world because by their nature, kids are demanding. She does an absolutely amazing job, and I'm sure our daughter will be forever grateful for doing what she did. And my partner herself is actually glad that she chose this instead of going on and having her career and putting her daughter in a creche. And there's nothing more I can say. It's the hardest job in the world, and they should be proud.
Should be proud.
Cheers, Adrian. Thank you very much.
Good man. Thanks very much indeed. I'd love to hear from you on this on 6797981. Text or WhatsApp the programme 0877 98 98 98. I'm not being smart here, says this message, when I ask, but I'm interested to see, are there many stay-at-home dads out there? I work mostly nights and my partner works days, so I'm here during the day with our toddler, then I go off to work. I love being here during the day with her and would hate it any other way because I'd miss out on so much. And maybe you are that stay-at-home dad who... can relate to this conversation. In fact, it may be even more difficult for stay-at-home dads to admit that that's what they do. Because this lady, Avril, after her school reunion, felt about 2 foot tall. Marie, you're on 98FM. Hi, Marie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you, Marie. What did you want to say?
I'm 30 now. I'm just turning 30 this year. And I have two children, a six-year-old and a three-year-old. And I stayed at home. I went back to college maybe 3 years ago. I'm just in my third year finishing up. I absolutely loved having that time with the kids. But I was just thinking, I was listening to that lady that was emotional there about going back to work.
Mm.
I felt very like that on my first child. I actually had postnatal depression.
Oh, right.
I wouldn't let anybody take the child. I just wanted to have her with me 24/7, even when she was so small. Like, I didn't want anybody holding her or anything. So it's just for her, she's still listening. Maybe she should talk to the doctor. She is feeling so overwhelmed and emotional because there is support systems there if you are feeling depressed. And she mightn't recognise that as being depressed, but not.
She certainly sounded like she was struggling with guilt. The guilt
did,
of,
yeah.
of perhaps, you know, leaving her child and going back to work. Yeah, she really sounded like she's having a hard time with that.
Yeah, and like, to be honest, I did too. I felt so guilty. I ended up, I decided I wanted to go back to college, and when my daughter was two and a half years old, I fell pregnant again. Oh, when she was two. When she was two and a half, I had another child. And I'd applied for college at that stage, and I went back when he was one. And it's the best thing I've ever done. But it's very hard for any mother, and I'm actually studying feminist writing as well in college, so maybe that's all feeding into it. But women that do go back to work, it's a double job for them because, like, they have to take the days off when the child is sick, or they have to like run the house basically. And I know a lot of men, and my partner, in fairness, does help a lot, but like it falls on the woman. So it is hard for a woman to go back to work, but like to stay at home, it's just as hard, like, because you're isolated. That's what I felt.
And,
like.
In fact, that's the thing that she said. You know, she feels totally isolated. But she feels like it's a them and us. It's a working mothers versus not working mothers. And she, like you heard from her message, she felt 2 foot tall when she left that reunion the other day.
Yeah, but it actually falls both ways. I remember I went to the mother and baby groups when I had my first daughter, and I was talking about going back to college. And I felt like the women at that group, they were stay-at-home mums, most of them. And they were nearly looking down on me for leaving my child to go back to work. So you're going to feel guilt either way. Women, like, can judge other women no matter what their situation, you know. So, like, it does fall both ways. Mm. You're guilty if you go back to work, and you're guilty if you stay out and you're not contributing. So I don't know. If the woman feels like she wants to stay at home and that's good for her mental health and she feels that she's happy, I think she should. But if she wants to go back,
but you can see
work,
how it is. You can see how this lady has been made to feel this way. That it used to be the norm, and today it's not the norm, to the point that this lady, I get the feeling, will be reluctant in future to even admit that she's a stay-at-home mum.
Yeah, it's a difficult one, like, because she shouldn't, and it's in our constitution. Is protected by the constitution. She has the right to stay at home. And like, without stay at home mums, the country wouldn't run. Like, you know, there's not enough childcare there, and childcare is so expensive. Like, people wouldn't be able to do it. You know, like, I know they have the extra year in there now or the 2 years for the toddlers. My son's in that now. Like, and that's enabled me to go back to work. But She shouldn't feel any guilt if that's what she wants to do. Like, them other women, they probably don't have children yet. And when they do have children, they'll probably realise, you know, like...
All right, stay there for 1 second. Let me go to Orla. You're on 98FM. Hi, Orla.
Hiya.
Now, Orla, we were talking... This conversation came up from the message that we got on Sunday from Avril. And she felt awful after her school reunion. You actually didn't go to your 10-year school reunion for this exact reason.
Yeah, no, I didn't. Because I knew that the school I had gone to was actually a private school. And I knew, leaving in 6 months, what they were all going on to do. And what, like, I had my own expectations and they obviously didn't turn out. But I couldn't be any happier with the life I have now. I didn't want to feel belittled. I didn't want to have everyone looking their nose down at me, so I just chose not to go.
So you deliberately chose, and I get the feeling, by the way, from Avril that she wishes she hadn't gone to her school reunion, but you deliberately decided not to go to your school reunion because what? You felt people would look down their noses at you?
Oh, yes, definitely. And you know what? It kind of, like, I'm proud of my children and what I have now. But those girls that were in my school, half of them don't have children. So, like, when my kids are all grown up, they'll only be starting. And they'll have to leave their job for up to 6 months with their kids. And then they might get the feeling, oh, like, I don't want to go back to work. Where they're grown up and I'll be able to take on a full-time job if I want. Do you know what I mean? So I'm happy with the decision that I made. I'm glad I didn't.
But you do feel that others would judge you for it?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Definitely.
Wow. And how long have you been out of work?
I've recently gone back working weekends just because my partner is a builder. So he works Monday to Friday and then all the Saturdays and Sundays. But even leaving the kids on Sunday, I feel like I'm missing out.
Do you? Even for those 2 days?
Yeah, even for them 2 days. Like, and I'm only in 12 hours over the stretch over the weekend. And I feel like if they're going out for a day trip, like, I'm missing out because I'm in work.
Mm.
But then I feel like I'm not contributing towards them or the house if I'm not earning either.
So you're still happy with your decision. You struggle a little bit with even the part-time work, but you know it's something that you have to do. Do you do it? You said you did it for finances. Do you do it at all for yourself? To get out and work?
I think I did.
Do you enjoy the work?
Yeah, I work in a nursing home, so I love the people. I love the residents. And yeah, it's nice to just have an adult-on-adult conversation when you've been around children all week.
Well, fair play to you, Orla. You've kind of got a bit of a balance, but you can completely relate to that lady a while ago who was so upset about going back to work in a couple of weeks.
Definitely, yes, definitely.
All right. Good to talk to you, Arlen. Thanks very much
indeed.
Bye. And to Avril, who sent us in the message in the first place. Avril, a lot of people are saying the job that you do is the most worthwhile job of all, minding your own kids. But I do understand and I can imagine how you were made to feel when you were at the school reunion the other day. I can just imagine what it was like. You just heard a lady there who decided not... to go to her school reunion for that exact reason. People who look down their noses at so-called full-time moms because they're moms that hold down a full-time job and look after the house and their kids, they're the real heroes, says that message. I just wanted to say that no mom or dad should feel ashamed for either wanting to be a stay-at-home parent. I have been blessed beyond belief with my family who was always there to help me out with childcare while I worked, and I have also been so blessed with different choices that I've made. I have a social care degree. Sorry, it's a really, really long message. Anyway, don't be ashamed ever is the bottom line of what that message says. And Adrian, women who look down their noses at stay-at-home mums are the same as men who brag about never seeing their family because they work all the time. It's pure pretentiousness. They think they're great because they make money. And the final message directed at that lady who was on just before the news. There's more to life than money. In other words, what they're saying to that lady is if you can even vaguely afford not to go back to work, because you could hear how much it's really upsetting her. The message just simply says there is more to life than money. You're listening to 98FM's Dublin Talk.
98 FM's Dublin Talks with Des Kelly Interiors. New store now open at Belgard Road, Tallaght. 98 FM.